Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I particularly love this. Matthew 9. And particularly the second part of that verse. Behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy or paralyzed, lying on a bed. Lying on a bed. What a bed. It wasn't a mat. It was a bed. 9:2. They brought to him a man that was paralyzed, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to arise and walk, that you may know that the Son of Man has the power, has the authority and the power of the Spirit of God on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed and go home. He arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power and authority unto men. The same power that forgives, heals. Isn't that good?
Yes.
All right. Mark chapter 2, and we get a little more information here. First verse. Again, he entered into Capernaum, right out home. Again, he came home. And it was noise that he was in the house. He was in his house. This was his house. He moved to Capernaum after he got kicked out of Nazareth, but it had already been prophesied that he would do that. And he moved to Capernaum. That was home. That was his headquarters.
Right.
Remember now, Jairus, leader of the synagogue that the centurion built, they were all waiting for him to come home. He'd just been across the lake over there and delivered the madman of Gadara. And called him to preach. But he just came home. And when you look at that, he'd been up all night. So he just came home. And Jairus was waiting on him. And just threw himself at his feet. Come heal my daughter. He said, okay. And he said, well, I was going with you. But the woman stopped him with her faith.
Right.
And he said, ought to be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole, sozo. Your faith has made you saved. Your faith has made you healed. Your faith has made you prosperous.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So now, many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word to them. Underline that if you haven't already. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy or paralyzed, which was born of four. There were four friends that brought him. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. Now he's at home. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Jesus saw their faith and said to the sick of the palsy, son, and they're letting him down on that old cot, that old bed, whatever the thing was. And he said, son, glory to God. Thy sins be forgiven thee. There were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. What doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves. In their heart, whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy or to the paralyzed, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But that you know, may know that the Son of Man hath power and authority on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee. Now, he's specifically using his words. I say unto thee. Then what did he say to Jairus' daughter? Daughter, I say unto thee. I say it. That's what he said in Mark 11, 23.
Right. Exactly right.
I say it. I say it. I say it.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we're just about to wrap up here. Now, I want to see this also in Luke chapter 5. Something I want to bring up here. I've already mentioned it some, but I want to do it again. 17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. Well, now we find out that he was preaching and that he was teaching. Somebody said, what is the difference between preaching and teaching? Yeah, about an hour and a half. That's right. Well, when you preach, you declare something. Glory to God. You get loud about it. You get loud about it. He got loud. You can see it in the 8th chapter of Luke. And he said, he shouted with a loud voice, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He gets loud. That's the reason we get loud. You get excited and you get loud. You spit on people. That happens a lot on the front row. But anyway. Jesus did more teaching than he did anything else. Because it brings faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. 5:17. As he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. This was not a hostile crowd. This was not in a synagogue. They came to his house to hear him. They were not hostile against him. They just got, their tradition got on their mind there, and they got sidetracked a little bit, and Jesus picked it up in the spirit.
Yeah.
And he didn't put them down. Okay. He just said, now, why are you thinking like this?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Which is easier to say? Your sins be forgiven you? Arise, take your bed and get up and go home. To show you that the Son of Man. So let's read it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because I want to show you something here out of this one. But that you may know, 24th verse, that the Son of Man hath power, authority, and Holy Spirit power upon earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralyzed man, I say unto thee, arise, take up your couch, and go to your house. And immediately he rose up before them. He took up wherein he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear and amazement. We've seen strange things today. Now, wait a minute. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Why? Now, I don't know how long he preached. He taught a while and he preached a while. Now, and I mean, the place was packed out. When they excavated this, they thought it was Peter's house and then later realized it belonged to Jesus, and it was big. Big place. And they were all there. They were not hostile. They came in there to hear it. They got a little sidetracked there. But he straightened that out. But why was only one man healed? Jesus saw their faith. He saw the faith of all five of them. And of course, you know, I'm just thinking about this. And I'm thinking about him, and I'm thinking about the woman with the issue of blood. And people have been bringing him all these messages. They've been, and he lives right here. I mean, he's right here in town, man. I mean, come on. I need to get over there. I need to get over to his house. I need to get over there. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are going to have to get me there. Because I've had this stroke, you know, and I can't walk. I just drag around and can't do anything.
He can't get over.
You're going to have to help me.
Right.
You have to get me over there. So let's figure out something. They said, all right, let's go. And they got over there, and the place is jammed full. Finest donkeys in the land parked right out there in front. I got that from Keith Moore. I wasn't smart enough to get that home. Hey. The place is covered up. Doctors, scribes, people. Place is packed out. It's so important that you could see their faith. You could see it. And he said, you boys are going to have to get me in there. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't care what you have to do. And he got over there and he said, okay, what are we going to do? And so Bobo said, I'm going to tell you what, this is Jesus' house.
Yep.
And he's not going to care. We're going to put you down through the roof. He said, that's the only way we can do it. Boy, don't you drop me, you understand? No, come on, boys, get me up there. Glory to God. I don't care what you have to do. I'm going in that house today, and I'm going to be healed today, and I'm going home well. I am going home well. All I have to do is get in there where he is, because the power of God is present to heal. Why didn't the others get it? They didn't mix it with faith. Now, I can't prove this, but you can't prove that it didn't. So let's see what happened here. Immediately, he arose up before them and took up the whereupon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. He left there saying, woo, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm done with this thing, hallelujah. He came in there on his bed and the bed left on him, hallelujah, glory. I got that from Keith Moore. I get a lot from Keith Moore. Then I text him and say, I'm going to preach this now. You're going to hear it coming back at you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He left glorifying God. They were all amazed and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We've seen strange things today." They glorified God. Now, this is just me, you understand? I know Jesus. And I just cannot help but believe there were a lot of them got healed right then. And I don't believe I'm adding to the scripture because he left there glorifying God and it got off on all them. That same praise, that same worship, that he left there glorifying God and it got on them.
Yeah.
And I could just see them coming out and saying, "Hey, look at this." Hallelujah. And now let's go to the 103rd Psalm. How many partners in here? Your partners of this ministry. You notice that's always on the bottom of the letter? And that... Now, I pray for you, not just every day. I pray for you every meal. We receive the blessing of the Lord on this food and I bless my partners all over the world. Beyond measure. You're that big in our lives. Amen. So, the 103rd Psalm. Do you notice my Bible just fell open there too? I'm going to read this from Proverbs 18:14. Don't look it up. The Amplified. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. That's good, isn't it? Now just relax and let me read this to you. Of course, it'll be on the screen, and that's good. But let me read to you a little bit. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul. David is talking to himself. He's talking to his intellectual part of himself and his inner man. And all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. Here's the benefits. Who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases. Everyone. Didn't leave anybody out. Everyone. Satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation. Oh, isn't that interesting? So that's for us 84-year-olds. Okay, good. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I read that today. with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle, strong, overcoming, and soaring. The Lord executes righteousness and justice, not for me only, but for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways of righteousness and justice to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Oh, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy, and loving kindness. That word is hesed right there. Hesed. Okay. Loving kindness. Okay. He will not always chide or be contending, neither will he keep his anger forever or hold a grudge. He's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank God that's so. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great are his mercy and chesed, his loving kindness toward those who reverently and worshipfully fear and reverence him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father loves and pities his children, so the Lord loves and pities those who fear him with reverence and worship and awe. For he knows our frame. He earnestly remembers and imprints on his heart that we are, he imprints it on his heart that we're just dust. I mean, we're made out of dirt. This body. Originally made out of dirt. But it works. And thank you, Lord Jesus. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower in the field, so he flourishes. The wind passes over it and is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, and his righteousness is to his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, hearing, receiving, loving, obeying it, and those who earnestly remember his commandments to do them, imprinting them on their hearts. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Your ministering angel will hear the word of God coming out of your mouth, declaring, thank God I'm healed. Thank God I prosper. Thank God I'm well. Yes. Thank God I, thank God. Yes. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And I saw it, well, that's Hebrews, you know, the first chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, praise God.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome. Discovering a calling and purpose and God has put in my life. It's been great. It's been life-changing for sure.
Over these past 2 years, there's been things that have been added to me that the Lord's going to be able to use and I will be able to put into practice.
We are being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God, that He's fulfilled everything.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors, everyone's constantly pouring into you, and just it's just been awesome.
This school has taught me the Word of God, and nothing can stop me. I'm ready to go out and love on people, and the love of God has just been poured into us so much. We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Every Friday is offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to remind you again what the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." That word share is communicate. So when you're being taught the word, somebody's speaking to you, but then you have a side in the conversation to communicate back. And that's what the scripture is talking about. Let him who's taught the word communicate or share or respond in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. I know many of you watching this broadcast right now are partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry. And many of you have been partners for years and years, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what this scripture is talking about. You've heard the word. Faith has come and stirred on the inside of you. And what you did is you went before the Lord and said, "Father, how do I respond to this? How do I make sure that somebody else gets this same good word in their lives that's changing my life?" That's what partnership is all about. Many of you partners, you are praying for this ministry every day. You're praying for the KCM partners around the world, but you also need to know and be reminded that there's somebody praying for you every single day. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been preaching the uncompromised Word of God for more than 50 years, from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. And because of the power of partnership, the good news, the gospel, has reached people all over the world through this broadcast, through the magazines, through ministry materials and meetings and every social media post. And when you're a partner, you're a part of that. And you are a part of people having their lives changed forever, for all of eternity, because they received the truth of the Word of God. Father, we thank you today for our partners. We received their seed into this ministry. We ask you to see it and receive it from a heart of faith and a heart of love. And we call them blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, before we go, let me remind you the Detroit Victory Campaign is still going on right now, and there's still time for you to join us. You can watch it live on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. And Brother Copeland will be doing a healing service tomorrow morning, so make your plans to join him for that. Go to KCM.org for all the information. Jesus always comes to the healing service. Jesus is always such a huge part of our healing school and our time together in His Word, and miracles are happening. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to see it. We want you to receive from it. And we thank God for the good work that He's begun in you, and we call Him faithful to finish it in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.